You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 128. Nope, 182. I'm dysgraphic today.
I knew it.
Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. Week 182 of Destiny Pizza. See, the thing is, I screwed up in the beginning. I meant to say today is, and I said this is. So I was like, how do I recover? And then I failed at recovering. And then now everyone knows what an idiot I am. Anyways, I exerted myself today. If this was a video podcast, people would be impressed. But it's not, so no one cares.
So they're like, no.
Everything's the same.
All they know is that every other week, it seems a lot smoother than it is this week.
Yeah.
of saying things.
Yeah, seriously.
There is something to be said about momentum when we're recording. Yeah. It really is.
There's something to say about, like, yeah, like with finding your footing.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is fine.
Yeah.
The rest of the week. But now every day we have to find our footing again.
Yeah, we got to restart, refresh.
Which is weird. You think after 182 episodes we'd have this thing down to a science?
Yeah.
But how can we when we're constantly changing it?
No. We got different segments, different format. I mean, it's hard to get keeping people on their toes.
It's like keeping a topographic map of a schoolyard sandbox. Just constantly changing.
Sure, that's one metaphor, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yes, he's Drew Patel.
Yeah, I'm Drew Patel.
And I'm Mike Steska.
He's Mike Steska.
Oh, and it's an anniversary of Pearl Harbor, right? Is that the 7th?
That's the 7th. A day that'll forever live in infamy.
Yeah, indeed.
And it does.
It does.
On this podcast.
That's why I still remembered it.
And what's the guy's name? Prime Minister Abe is visiting Pearl Harbor for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
He's the first Japanese...
I forgot about that.
Prime Minister?
Is it like a payback for Obama going to...
Yeah,
was
when
it Hiroshima?
When we bombed the shit out of him?
Yeah, and we went... That was
and
the first president
there. Yeah.
That went there. So I assume this is like...
It's kind of like, hey,
yeah,
you scratch my back. However you say that in Japanese, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah, I mean, one was... A nuclear bomb, which is probably worse. But,
and the other one, they lost quite a few people,
and
too,
they, yeah.
in their attack on us.
But,
so
yeah. They still did.
One of them,
they still did start it.
One of us started it. The other one ended it. So
yeah, I guess it's true. The symbolic start and end
yeah.
comes full circle.
Also, one of them like strategically struck the military while the other one struck civilians.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. Well, did we give him a warning? We didn't give him a warning, did we?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I would have known we gave him a warning. So definitely didn't give him a warning.
I think we talked about it on the podcast before where there's like a town that was supposed to be bombed and they like threw paper and stuff in there. They like everyone like burned their chimneys so smoke would cover it so they wouldn't get bombed.
Mm-hmm.
And they like kept that secret for so long and
yeah,
on that day they'd do a prayer. And they finally like announced what the prayer was for, and they're like, "Yeah, we were supposed to be bombed," and then like Tokyo was supposed to be bombed too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Instead of one,
I still find it crazy they drop one bomb and then they're like, "Nope,
let's do it another time."
Well, no, it's the fact that they didn't surrender right away.
Yeah,
it's like that's crazy.
That's the Japanese though for you. That's why
I know
you always
stubborn,
want a Japanese friend in a bar fight with not like on your side.
Yeah,
they won't give up.
No, pretty crazy.
So yeah, since it's Wednesday, we do reviewed, where we tell you stuff that we saw and we review it out of 5 if it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, then we don't say
anything. Out of 8, we do it out of 8.
I don't know where my brain is at. I told you.
Where's your brain?
Yeah, where's my brain?
Another.
Why'd you kick me? yeah. If someone could see inside the studio, they would be impressed, I think.
I think so, yeah.
They'd be like, wow, this looks very official.
Pretty impressive. It's almost like this is lined up exactly for the podcast, the way it's vertical and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was reading... Okay, so the thing is, I bought these two 32-inch monitors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll spoil the Friday episode.
Oh.
That's all I really did this week.
yeah.
This is the highlight of my week, I think. So I bought these two 32-inch monitors on Cyber Monday. And they finally came in, and I bought this like arm mount so I can rotate them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
and actually so I could store them on my desk without taking up like all this precious space.
Yeah, exactly.
And
looks like it works out pretty well.
Yeah, so one is vertical and that's our show notes, and then the other one, I'm hoping you can also see it well, Mike.
I can see them both.
So then that way we pretty can have videos monitors. On here.
Yeah.
Am I obstructing your view at all?
Oh, no. I can see the whole thing.
That is crazy.
Which is crazy because it's huge.
Yeah.
But I can see it all.
Because originally I was going to do my right monitor vertical. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense.
The notes are vertical so we can see more notes at a time.
Yeah.
And then this would be for screens. Yeah, that's the other thing,
like scrolling on the notes.
Yeah, look at that.
Like we used to like...
You can see the full day in its entirety.
Yeah.
Almost 2 days. Fully two days of notes you can see all 2 days. On the screen right now. Exactly. Wednesday and Thursday.
Exactly. Make it a lot simpler.
And I figure, like, for Quest New Pizza and stuff, I don't know if we ever use that, but...
But if we do.
Yeah.
Oh. Now there's so many possibilities now. Because you, like, if you actually do, like, a presentation on it, you could really do some cool stuff.
Be like, look at this monster.
Yeah, exactly.
When you tell Cynthia, I'd be like, put up some PowerPoints when you for the next quest.
Yeah, I know. I kind of feel bad saying, oh, do more work on
it. Yeah, do more work.
You're already doing the whole adventure, but I mean, now we got a visual aid we could use.
So yeah. Be impressed, people. It looks like the Batcave.
Yeah,
if it does. Bruce Wayne was on a tight budget.
I can only afford this much.
I can only afford two monitors.
I can still fight crime, though, so it's okay.
Yeah. I'm stoked because, like, you know those things, the wire holes in desks?
Yeah.
That's where this thing mounted to.
Okay.
Like, because my desk has a back, so it's flat. Like, it's like a right angle. Yeah. And it's just two walls, so you can't really mount on anything. And then our friend Nick. I think Nick's probably the person who's been mentioned the most on this podcast who's never even listened to an episode.
I think so, because you usually try not to mention people who haven't been on.
Yeah, but I know he's not going to listen, so. it mounts to that thing. And you just like...
Yeah, that's really convenient.
And you just screw it in. Pretty cool. But now I have this, though. I have the cover.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Now you got to hold on to that.
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying.
I should probably keep it somewhere.
You should keep it. That's the just thing in that case, sucks. Like, you don't know.
Like, because I bought two monitors and this arm. And then it sucks because I have to keep the box. I have to keep three giant... Well, I threw one away already for the monitor.
Yeah.
But just in case, you're supposed to keep... The boxes, right? Just in case something goes wrong.
Yeah. But I mean, if you give it some time, I don't think. Yeah. Well, how long is like a warranty on monitors?
The arm has a 10-year warranty.
Okay. There you go. Keep it for 10 years.
Also surprising. You'll
definitely probably get a new monitor in 10 years.
Well, surprising how few arms can handle 32-inch monitors. Only two on Amazon.
Huh, really? Huh.
Well, a dual arm.
Yeah. Huh. You'd think there'd be more, though.
I don't think many people want this.
Probably not, but...
It's cool.
I mean, it's big. It is big.
And it's cool.
But, like, are there more 32-inch monitors than 32-inch monitors holder than mounts?
Because, like, this is just one brand that does 32. Yeah. Like, a bunch of brands do 32-inch.
Why don't a bunch of brands do holders?
I don't know how many brands do holders.
I don't know either. So, I guess that's the first question.
Well, this is a two-arm 32-inch monitor holder.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a problem. That's very specific. Not many have two arms in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
You know, this isn't a tech podcast. I'm going to take another picture for friends.
Do it.
This is crazy. I don't know. This is nuts to me.
Pretty awesome.
This is where I wish Destiny Pizza had a Snapchat and how I wish Snapchats...
Can't we get a Snapchat?
Yeah, but it's not easy to, like, switch between accounts.
Oh, that's kind of a pain. Maybe they'll go Instagram route.
They'll make it easy to switch accounts.
One day, yeah.
But why would that, like, doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but it doesn't really for Instagram either.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I guess for business and personal.
Yeah. Let's talk about movies.
All right.
Wait, hold up.
Okay.
On Snapchat today, they had yesterday, they had the Rocky Snapchat face filter thing where it turned into Rocky.
Oh.
But it's all the way at the end after the face swap, which is like weird. I never checked back there.
Yeah. Now you got to check back there.
Yeah, apparently.
Rocky face.
And It played the theme song. It made your face and hair into Rocky.
That's cool.
It said Rocky in the bottom right-hand corner. Or bottom left-hand corner. I was like, that's weird.
That's awesome.
It's a weird promotion.
Why
are they promoting Rocky right now?
I know that. I was just thinking, like, what's the reason?
Is it an anniversary or something?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I would think there's got to be a reason.
It's probably on AMC or TMC.
Maybe. Usually it's on a lot.
Yeah.
And all the Rockies.
Okay.
All right. I did see a movie. I saw an animated movie called The Secret Life of Pets.
What do they do?
Like, I thought this movie was going to be different. I didn't realize it was.
You're watching Homeward Bound.
So, yes.
Homeward Bound and what's that name of that Disney one with the cats? Something and Company? Oliver and Company.
Was it like that? Wait, that wasn't a Disney. That's when I thought was a Disney.
It is a Disney movie.
It is a Disney movie. Yeah. Okay.
They re-released it though. Like, thing is, it came out in theaters when we were kids.
Yeah, I really like
that
movie.
But it wasn't the original release.
I don't remember anything that happens in it.
No, but I like the song.
Yeah.
And there's that dog that's like a, I don't know what kind of dog it was.
Yeah. That's a hard, I just don't really believe that.
Oh, are you thinking of Cats Don't Dance, maybe?
No, I'm definitely thinking of Oliver and Company.
Definitely a Disney movie.
Okay. I thought I brought it up, and I thought you said it wasn't, and maybe we were talking about some other, I can't remember.
We're Back.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
We're Back, a Dinosaur Story. That one's not a Disney movie. Okay, anyways, I saw this movie, and it was made by the Illumination, who makes all those Minions movies. And it is clearly a movie for kids. And didn't do it for me.
No?
No.
I know a lot of people who like this movie.
I did not like this movie.
That's crazy.
I just don't really like the characters that much. They had like, there's one movie.
What about the poodle that listens to metal music?
No. That's just one scene.
What about that scary naked cat, hairless cat?
Yeah, they're there. I just didn't really like
any. What about the stupid dog and then the small dog who's very smart? None of that did anything.
No, I just didn't. I didn't feel for any of the characters like that much.
I think you have an unpopular opinion on that movie.
I probably do. I just didn't really like it. I thought it could have been better. There was one moment where it was going to get emotional, got a little bit emotional, but it just didn't hammer it home for me. And I was like, it didn't go Pixar enough.
Well, yeah, nothing goes Pixar enough. That's why.
And I just don't like, because the movie was sold as like Toy Story, but with pets. Yeah. So I was kind of like, I thought, oh, maybe it was.
Oh, actually, wow, this is weird. I don't think I've seen that very often. 74% critic rating, 64% audience rating.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people like this movie.
But a lot of people don't.
I'm not in that opinion.
36% of people don't.
I usually, like, with the mainstream, if it's, like, fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, I usually like it. I was kind of shocked, but I don't know. And then they usually don't have, like, a different rating just because it's a kid's movie. But, like, I didn't know, like, you didn't learn any of the human story. You don't know any of the human story. And it just, I thought, like, the pets would be, like, they'd be able to talk to humans if they tried, but that was not the case. So I don't know why that disappointed me so much, but I was like, oh, it's going to be different. But it's just like any, like, there's no secret, I don't know. I just wasn't expecting the movie to be what it was, even though it seemed like that was. And there's just too, like, a lot of dumb jokes.
Interesting.
That were for children. So I'm sure if I was a kid, I'd probably like it.
We are not in the day of Shrek anymore.
No.
Where there's like a lot of adult jokes.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the same. That was old DreamWorks, which this is what they became, right?
Yeah.
Illumination? Are they the same still? Or maybe it's just the Minions. I don't think they are the same, actually.
No, because I think Illumination's a part of Universal.
Yeah, they're different.
Oh, we know. Because Shrek is at Universal. I don't know. My logic is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a part of Universal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think the movie was really like poorly made or anything, and there was a funny sequence I don't want to spoil. But I just don't think I'm the audience for it. Even though I like a lot of animated movies, but
was Pixar. Hannibal Buress really funny in it? He talks this.
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, Kevin Hart's in it, like Louis C.K.
Who's Kevin Hannibal Buress?
Hannibal Buress is like I didn't even recognize him until I saw the credits. I think it was just a dog. One of the dogs, maybe?
Buddy?
I don't know. names.
Oh, do you want to know who Hannibal Buress is in Spider-Man Homecoming?
He's the gym teacher.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He said that. We talked about that.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
You shouldn't have read it, because then you'd be surprised. You'd be like, oh, whoa! He's like, I'm one of those dumbass teachers who doesn't know Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's what he said in his interview. Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, see Life of Pets. See it if you want, but I'm giving it a thumbs down, because...
Well, we don't rate movies like that, so what do you really give it?
I'll give it 3 out of 8.
Whoa! That is...
I know!
Color me surprised.
Movies every now and then, they just hit me, and I'm like, I don't like this. I like a lot of stuff. I just don't like this movie.
I was
very disappointed by it. I had my hopes were way too high for some reason.
Apparently.
Because I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes score, I was like, oh, I'm going to like this. And then it wasn't...
Do you really say that when you go into a movie? You're like, I'm going to like this movie.
No. I just, like, when I look at the Rotten Tomatoes score, I think I should like it.
Yeah, okay.
If I, like, look at it, like, I usually just go into a movie fresh, but if I'm watching it at home, usually
I'll... You go into a movie fresh.
Fresh.
TM.
Yes.
Certified
fresh. It starts
fresh,
and then it's...
And then it gets rotten.
Yeah. That's how those tomatoes work. So, I just wish... I thought it was going to be better, and it just didn't do it for me.
They should have a different scale, I think, for, like, fresh. Like, fresh is ideal, right?
Yeah.
They should do one where it's, like, unripe.
Mm-hmm.
Where it means,
something in the middle.
There's some, like, in my opinion, Suicide Squad was unripe. Like, it had potential.
Yeah.
Rotten just means, like, it's fucking done.
Yeah. It's, like, awful and...
Just not good.
None of the pieces work.
Yeah, not stuff. Redeemable.
Yeah.
They should do that. Where they're, like... Hey, you know what? If you worked a little bit more on this movie,
yeah,
it would be fresh.
Exactly.
There should Michael be Bay movies rotten. He puts too much work into them.
Yeah, like rotten and fresh. That's a hard, hard scale. Yes. Because what is it? It's like a critic has to say rotten or fresh. They don't say.
Well,
how,
no, it's
what,
like
they, how
they,
much?
It's out of like whatever. Like
six,
it's like they could
it's
add
a
our
yay
scores.
Or nay, though, right?
No, they could add our scores into it. It's just the percentage is like, it's like, so it's 73 for Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah.
So that means 73% of the reviews from critics were positive, were more than 50%.
I think it's more than 60%, though.
More than 60%.
Or wait, maybe it is. Maybe the rating is more than 60. I know if it's 59%, it's rotten.
Yeah, so
but that may
mean
if 59% is over.
Pretty much if they added our scores in, anything over a 4 would. Contribute to that percentage.
Yeah, would be fresh.
Well, no, would contribute to the percentage of would mean it got a percent like
got
percentage
it.
Towards fresh.
Got it. So if 4 is 50%, it would.
It's
whatever their
like,
metric
so
is.
If,
we don't know.
So
metric.
If a critic gives a movie a 3 out of 5,
yeah,
they are a part of that.
There, it's
percentage
positive.
Or positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
So it's like kind of misleading.
Yeah. It's really hard. Like it is misleading. Because that's why you see like 90% movies. You're just like. Oh yeah, they're 90%, but they may not be like greatest of all time because
it's just
on a basic level.
Yeah, it could be 90% of a 3-star movie.
It's like the Electoral College. You could win a state, all of them, you win 51%. It's the same as winning a state like 65%.
Yeah.
It's just like
it is, and that's why both systems are fucked.
Exactly.
Hamilton didn't want this. He said, did you hear about that? Where there's like people protesting, electors protesting.
Oh no, I didn't.
So there's some in certain states protesting against Trump by doing I forgot what it's called, like un-something candidate, like there's a word for it where they can vote and then they won't be penalized.
Mm-hmm. I think they can do that anyway. I thought they could do that anyway.
Yeah, they can.
It's just called like faithless electors.
Yeah, faithless elector. No. Yeah. Faithless electors are electors who...
They vote for somebody else.
They can vote for whoever they want. But as the elector, they're allowed to vote for, like, no candidate.
Oh, okay.
If they want to.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a group of people called, like, the Hamilton something, because Alexander Hamilton's huge again.
Mm-hmm.
So who would have thought? Like, you know,
he would make a comeback, you know?
Yeah, he would make a comeback. The guy who got shot by Aaron
Burr.
The
guy's not on any of our... Wait, he's on the $10.
Yeah, he's on the...
I was like, he's not on any of our... Wait a second. Yeah,
the $10 father.
Yeah, he is.
but they're like people protesting. They're like, I'm going to not vote for any of them. But then everyone I've read about so far, I read one guy who was from a red state. It was like 12 people from blue states who are doing this.
Who are wait, what?
They're just going to vote for neither of them.
What? Why? What?
I don't know. They're like, maybe this will set an example.
They're not even going to vote Clinton. She's going to get less electoral votes.
Yeah, so they're only taking away electoral votes from Clinton. So
yeah.
What? So I'm like, because the idea is you go, you get either, you get both candidates under 270.
Mm-hmm.
And then like,
well,
it goes
if you do
to,
it from a blue state, you don't get, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. But maybe they're thinking like, oh, then red state people will know this is a possibility of a thing to do. And then I was like,
I think this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And then I was like, wait, do they know? Like, do who? How do these electors get picked?
I don't know how that works. But it must be like, they must pick them themselves, like the parties. Because
the parties.
Because they have to be.
So how do I get, like, one of them I read about was a firefighter at 9/11. Mm-hmm. Then he moved to like Missouri or something, and now he's an elector.
Yeah.
And he's like, he wrote this long op-ed about why he's not voting for Trump as the elector.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but cited the Federalist Papers and stuff.
He's from a blue state, though.
So. Yeah. No, he's from a red state. He's the one person I read from a red state.
Oh. Okay.
He's supposed to vote for Trump, and he said, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
And he cited the Federalist Papers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're allowed to do that, and people do it every cycle, I think.
Every but old. Not enough to.
Yeah, it never makes a difference. It's never made a difference.
Until this time.
I don't think so. Don't think it's going to happen.
How great would it be? Like, because I feel like the Founding Fathers did a lot of those things.
Yeah, yeah. They, oh, they put a lot of, like...
They put a lot of, like, these things in that, like, I feel like we've never done yet.
Yeah.
As a country.
Like a tie in the electoral... Because you can...
Yeah, you could tie.
You can tie. You can both get 269 or something. Like, it's not an even number. Like, it's an even number or something. Like, the math works out so you can tie.
Yeah.
And, like, the vice... It's, like, so weird, like, what actually happens. Because they did it in Veep.
Okay.
Where it's, like, the... The vice president votes or something. Like the...
So Joe Biden?
Like the sitting vice president. Yeah. They break the tires. It's like something...
Oh, no, that's for...
That's for Senate, yeah. Too. But, like, that's also for the presidency.
I thought if it's under 270, like, it goes to, like, a... It goes to a committee or something that, like, pretty much they are like, okay, well, like, this person's more qualified to be president or something.
I don't know what it does, but there's so many weird things like that that just, like, haven't happened.
So I was like, how great would it be in, like, our country's history if it took this long for, like, something like that to happen?
Yeah.
And then I want to take back, I said a lot of dumb things last week, in, like, supporting a national, white supremacist Wikipedia. Was it last week where I was talking about, like, well, why aren't we, like, founding fathers? Like, why can't we be founding fathers?
I don't remember saying that at all.
I was like, what makes them so special? And then you're like, well, like, they had no money in the system. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
There's, like, old money now. So, like, that
that's
changes
what it was.
The system. Like,
the
we have to kill
there were no, like, corporations. Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that, but that's what I'm
saying. Well, we wanted to start, like, a new society, but we'd have to do it with, like...
Like, if we wanted to... Yeah, if we wanted to start, like, a democracy from scratch.
Yeah.
Like,
we'd have to get... Because all those people weren't, like... They weren't big, giant corporations. They were just the people. They were closer to the people. But.
So Drunk History taught me. Oh, I watched Drunk History.
Oh, me too.
Oh, put that
with
on there.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But I forgot that Aaron Burr graduated from Queens College, now Princeton, at the age of 13. So it's like...
Pretty crazy.
He's not an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course not.
But he's... But then I was like, how common is that? Because I feel like back in the day, it was much easier as a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I also don't know the...
As a wealthy 13-year-old. To get into Princeton and graduate.
You have a lot of advantages.
In 2 years over four.
Yeah.
When the country's on the brink of war.
Mm-hmm. A lot of advantages there. Yeah, like, you always...
And his dad was, like, the former president of the school, so...
Yeah, it's not like they're gonna be like, we're not letting you in.
Yeah.
Like, I think you... If you can do and want to do these things, you probably can.
Because, like, child geniuses now, like, if someone was like, hey, this guy graduated from college when he was 13...
Mm-hmm.
Would you vote for him for president? I'd be like, no, because they always end up crazy. Those people.
Is that true?
I think so. No. Show me someone who graduated from college really, that, like, really young.
I don't know anybody who graduated, really.
I know what we know, that one guy who went graduated from high school early.
Yeah.
Did you say that he was crazy?
But that's a couple years early as opposed to, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah, exactly.
Do those people, like, skip high school?
Yeah, usually they do their like GED or something.
They're doing it like while
like an equivalency.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to college and then they kill themselves because they realize that like their whole childhood was a sham.
Whoa, it got dark.
Well, because we know that one, there was like a girl that was in our high school that was like young.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how young she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was very immature, though.
Yeah.
I just assume she was a child.
We don't even really know.
Yeah. She was just a small adult, so she could have been. Yeah, so it's a miracle our founding fathers didn't kill themselves.
Yeah, they didn't go crazy.
Wait. Suicide. That's surprised that a president hasn't killed themselves in office.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't happened.
Out of 44 people.
Well, I mean, they got...
Well, 43.
They got people watching them. Are they allowed a weapon?
Like, I don't... You're telling me... Yeah, George Bush used to have Saddam Hussein's pistol in his
office right.
desk. I'm saying you're telling me if I was the president and I tried to kill myself, my Secret Service bodyguard would stop me?
Yes.
I'm like, I'm the president. You listen to me. I'm going to kill myself right now.
I don't think... Especially if you told them. Like, I don't know.
No, if like, he comes in and I'm like, don't come towards me. I'm the president. This is my order. I'm ordering you to not do anything while I kill myself.
I don't think they can... I think they have to stop you.
If I'm in the Oval Office... Okay.
Yeah.
George Bush had Saddam Hussein's gun in his desk, right?
Yeah.
You think they took the fucking firing pin out?
No, but...
That's a real gun, right?
I assume so, right?
A fully functioning gun.
Yeah. He kept it in his Oval Office, like, in all his the time?
Like, the gun that they found him found on him? Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah, not right.
Like, that's like Obama.
Like,
well,
keeping like Osama bin Laden's turban or something in the office.
Yeah.
Just puts it on that Martin Luther King statue that's in there. They're like, what's this? It's so like, weird. It's bin Laden's turban. We found it on him when we killed him.
But now I'm curious, like, if the president was like committing, like, say he's like, I'm going to go rob this store right here.
They wouldn't let him do that. That's crazy.
I know. But like, where do they stop him? Like,
I'm pretty sure Obama could walk into a store and like forget to pay for something, quote unquote, and like no one would react.
I'm sure, but I'm just
because he probably has people. He probably doesn't even pay for stuff. He probably has someone. That,
I'm just
like,
wondering
like, hey,
where
here's like $100 or something.
What's the line where they're like the Secret Service can't arrest people, right?
Probably.
So like is what's the line that gets like a president into handcuffs or something from the Secret Service, from them seeing him do something?
I know he's not allowed to drive.
So if he starts driving, they wouldn't, well, they just try to stop him.
They
wouldn't. I'm just wondering how, like, I don't know. It'd be a weird sequence of events. Would lead to this.
So this is just, you might be wondering why we're asking all these questions. We're going to have Obama as a guest.
Of course.
In January after he's done with the White House.
Yeah. Yeah, his first thing after he's
done being president, he's going to come on this podcast.
Of course. It's Mark Maron, then it's us.
Yeah, then we're really going to see a president kill himself.
he's like, what? I never thought about it until today.
Yeah, he's like, geez. This is what the youth are doing. Michelle! Get me out of here.
Then it leads to another question, is when you're out of office, you still got the Secret Service and stuff. Do they give you less leeway or more leeway? They must, right?
They must give you
They
more
have
leeway.
To give you more leeway, right?
I don't know. My only experience with the Secret Service is in House of Cards, and like they kind of seem to let things fly.
They kind of suck on House of Cards.
Yeah.
Like, their Secret Service is the worst because he's doing...
Literally sucking.
That too. He's like, I want my buddy to be Secret Service.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, it was like a beat
cop. Is that how it works? I don't think that's how it works. You can't just be like, I want my buddy to be in Secret Service who's been my...
Wait, yeah, because I think, who was it? Donald Trump said he would appoint someone famous.
They already gave him Secret Service, though, when he was a candidate.
Yeah, but he said he wanted to appoint someone like Chuck Norris or Steven Seagal or something stupid.
I think they have to go through, like...
Training.
Yeah, training tests and like background checks and everything.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg definitely couldn't be ex-felon.
Yeah, no, they're not letting him here.
No.
President.
Huh. Yeah.
Just so many questions.
Like, they have to be loyal. That's crazy. That I respect loyalty a lot.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that I'm pretty loyal.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can be that loyal.
These are also the same guys, though, that got caught with, like, hookers in Brazil.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not those exact guys, but like that, that organization.
Like, because they have to get close over time, right? Like Barack Obama and...
I don't think so.
These Secret Service agents?
I think they don't talk.
What?
Yeah, I think they're just like, they're just there the whole time.
That sounds like the worst job in the world.
I think that's what bodyguards do. They're like just there.
No, because I think like Kim Kardashian and her bodyguard, they were like good friends until she got robbed and then they fired him.
She's like, you suck.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing? Like, because she like posted about him on her Instagram like the day before she got robbed in France.
Yeah.
In Paris.
He's like, he's gone.
Yeah, she's like,
don't rob
she's
me.
She's like, no one comes near me when this guy's around or something like that. Is what she said.
I think that was, she was issuing a challenge, I guess.
But yeah, so like, you tell me they don't ever talk.
Well, I'm sure they talk, but like not.
Hey, Ted, you hungry? Like he doesn't go like that?
I assume, but the most of the job is just to stand there, though.
Like be ever vigilant?
Like be seen and not heard.
That's crazy. Like, because like I slack off at work and my job is not that important.
Mm-hmm. You can't slack off ever.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, I feel like you could slack off. It depends what you're guarding, I guess, at the time.
What do you mean?
Like, Secret Service are, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
They're, like, they're the president. They're, like, all around his house. There's Vice president, his family. There's his the family. Former presidents. Yeah. Like, I wonder if they switch those guys out. Like, does, like, Clinton have the same detail? Like,
that
he's had for, like, 20...
No
way. Not that he had, but, like, that he's had since he's been gone.
That's what I want to say.
I mean, not
like,
exact
imagine...
same detail, because it's got to be... You can't be that old.
So, like, you know, like, they say, like, being the president ages you.
Yeah.
And you see the picture. I want to see, like, the Secret Service agent, like, on Barack Obama. Honestly, what he look like.
Yeah.
First day of office and like the last day of office.
Yeah. Did those guys, it must be very stressful.
Yeah. Especially, how many of those guys killed themselves?
Especially with like president.
That's what the question is. Oh, how many Secret Service agents killed themselves?
That's a better question. Yeah.
Because that's a stressful job.
Yeah.
Like JFK's. Oh, did JFK have Secret Service? I don't think so.
I don't know when it started. I wouldn't either. I would think he's got some. Yeah. He had some.
Yeah, he did.
Some.
Because I think Secret Service came into play after Lincoln.
But, like, after, like, if a president dies on your watch of Secret Service, is everyone, like...
Shit can you? Like,
yeah,
the
you
company
get fired,
Christmas party?
Are you, or you're, like, hated on and we, like, remember this guy?
Well, that's, like,
yeah.
The guy, remember the TSA agent who, like, let the 9/11 terrorists in?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that guy didn't kill himself.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Instead, he just goes on and talks about it.
I wouldn't even, like, talk about it.
I would just deny it.
I wouldn't say, like, I thought something. I wouldn't say
yeah,
any of that stuff.
That's
why would you say that?
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Be like, hey, we lived in a different world back then.
Yeah. True, but I don't think I would say, like, I thought it, and then...
Like, I had a suspicion. Like, you don't want to say that at all. You just want to be like, you know what? Like,
I never even thought about it.
Guess I don't see race.
Props to me, man.
Yeah.
Being taller. I mean, it could have saved us, but you know.
You know what? I checked some Germans... Because I saw Die Hard recently, and those terrorists were from Germany.
Why don't you make the movies reflect the real terrorists?
Yeah.
Then I could stereotype better. Jeez.
I'm assuming this interview takes place on September 12th, 2001.
Of course.
Just no time at all. He's just like, you know what? I stand by my decision to let those brown people on the plane.
There was no reason for me to think anything else.
The Germans, though... And the Russians...
I'm glad I kept them off the plane.
The Russians have been our enemies for years. And what, now they're okay? Now they get a pass? Please.
I say no. That's where I draw the line.
So that guy's an American hero.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but...
No. Not at all.
Yeah. He could have been.
He could have been. He had potential.
Okay, let's talk about TV.
All right.
I saw Insecure, the season finale. This was a good episode. It was one of their, Issa's friend's birthday, and she's like coming off the heels of her boyfriend breaking up with her, Issa, the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And then her best friend is fighting with her. And then some stuff happens and you're like, holy shit, did not see that coming. Like, it was a good episode. I think it was an episode I needed to see at that time in my life.
Mm.
And then I was like, damn, homeboy's a savage. Which was awesome because the next day Questlove posted on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Barack Obama, I think. And then it was like the dude from Insecure. And I was like, holy shit, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty great. But I don't want to say too much without spoiling it. So.
Yeah.
Because I do recommend the show. There's no reason not to watch it. Unless you're racist.
Does it lead into a season two or like?
Yeah. Because okay. You're like, okay, I want to see where she goes. I guess you could say this is like a black version of Girls, but like more interesting and less whitewashed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just genuinely funnier. So yeah.
It's a half hour show?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Are they coming back next year? Because I know like...
Westworld is like not.
Westworld's not. It's coming back, but like 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is coming back next year.
I guess with
produced by comedy, Larry Wilmore. It's easier. Yeah. Produced by Larry Wilmore and Issa Rae. So.
Nice.
And then Amanda Seals, who's also known as Amanda Diva, who was the host of like the Hip Hop Countdown on MTV2, mm-hmm. is on it. And then she also hosts this thing on Nerdist at Nerdmelt. First Tuesday of the month, tonight, well, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
called Smart, Funny, and Black, which I went to a few weeks ago, or last month, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So go do that, even if you're not black. It's only a little awkward when you're in the audience and you make comments, and then she's like, why is this guy making comments? It's not like it happened to me or anything.
Yeah.
Never mind it happened to me. Because I just got, they're like playing a game, and I just got so excited, and I yelled out the answer, and then... But, like, I stopped myself, and mm-hmm. then she, like, wow, some guy's really into this right now.
He's but too into it.
It showed some restraint. So. Okay.
All right. The DC-TV-CW crossover happened last week, which was supposed to be a four-part crossover, which it was, but it wasn't.
Because, like, two of the parts were integral while one part was not.
Well... Three of the parts were integral. One part was not.
Legends of Tomorrow was not integral, I assume.
It was. No, it was Supergirl, actually.
What?
Yeah. So Supergirl...
Maybe it was like a half-baked idea because they're like, maybe it's still going to be on CBS or something.
No, I didn't think it was a half-baked idea. I think it was just... That was their plan all along because she's in a different universe.
Okay.
So like... And it was... Her episode was the last episode. It was the winter finale episode. So mm-hmm. they're not coming back. The other ones have another episode.
Oh, okay.
So I think they wanted...
Do you think that's all standing still, like standing from the CBS days and like next season, no, everything will be back or what?
What do you mean by that?
Like, they thought they didn't know they were going to be on the CW. Oh,
about the
so,
universe thing?
No, not just the universe, but also like the scheduling. Because did Supergirl start a week earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. It did start a week earlier. I don't know if that's the reason... Because I think like Legends was delayed a couple weeks too. I think it's just how many episodes they have and what their schedule is. I don't think it's related to that being on the network or anything. But yeah, the Supergirl one, like it was kind of related throughout because they were like just showing. Because like, what happens is they open like breaches up from Flash's Earth to Supergirl's Earth. So it's just showing up throughout the episode randomly, but like they don't interact at all until the very end. So it was kind of more a season finale. Type thing, but it was cool because it was just I just felt kind of like they were calling it a four-part crossover, but that's not real. I think they were just trying to get people to watch Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, but
do you think the viewership is declining on that show?
Oh, every one of those shows that was like the crossover was like the highest.
Well, yeah, naturally.
Yeah,
like I think The Flash is the strongest show out of those
four. Oh yeah, it is. That's so. I think it's Flash. It's probably, I think it's Flash, Supergirl, Arrow,
Legends.
Then Legends. I think that's the rating right now.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Supergirl, basically it was like a regular Supergirl episode. And then at the end, they crossed over and said, and then this will continue on The Flash. And that's where it really, the next three episodes. But the cool thing was that this crossover is that they had three episodes and they were all the characters were like in all of them, sort of. But they were each kind of their own show's episode.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a proper...
Yeah,
it was like, done properly.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think the one... Well, you saw the one with like Hawkman, Hawkgirl like last year. Was that last year? Two years ago or something? And then that was kind of like... You couldn't distinguish the two episodes from each other. You couldn't tell it's like that. But this, they kind of like stayed to their format. So like the Flash episode, they talked a lot about Flashpoint and stuff. And like... had all of their side characters there and stuff, and like just revealed that to everyone, which was cool. The Arrow one, it was also their 100th episode, so they did.
Oh no, reach syndication.
Yeah, but it was actually a really good episode.
That's why I heard this new season of Arrow is really good. Apparently,
I like it a lot
compared.
Yeah, and then the whole thing for this crossover is like aliens invade, so they want to team up everybody to stop the alien, pretty much. So in the Arrow episode,
sounds like a problem I've heard before. Yeah, from another universe.
True. That kind of happened in Supergirl, but
talking about Marvel, like Avengers.
That's also true. But yeah, it's kind of when you say that, it's like it is really, really Avengers-y. But but that's the first time the aliens have been on in the Arrow universe. They've never had aliens before.
Yeah, because Arrow universe is like the most grounded one, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, it's like Arrow, and then they had metahumans, which was the Flash, and that's all they've had so far. And now they have aliens, I guess. But the Arrow episode, they did like a whole thing where they were all like shown, like they were put into like a dream world, and then it put you back into like what the Arrow universe would be like if you didn't become the Green Arrow type of thing. And it like brought back a lot of characters from previous seasons and stuff, and it like it made you like you saw the old sets and you're like, this is what Arrow used to be. It's like, I miss this show.
Do they go to the island?
They don't go to the island.
Good.
No, like without the island.
Like, so. Remember the island, you guys?
Exactly.
Like, no,
we don't want to go back there. So that was cool. And then Legends, they did a time travel thing in Legends too. So it was kind of like they all did their own thing in the crossover, even though it was just and they had a lot of each character had their own, all of their. I guess supporting characters were in, like, whatever their episode was. It was kind of weird how, like, it's just a lot of people moving in and out. That's a huge group that got in it, but it was really good. And they do killings in the ratings, and
which is surprising, because like CW, I feel like doesn't kill that much.
No, but like I think like for them. Yeah. I think it's still a for them type thing. Like the range of the highest for them. It's not like it matches what CBS or
like any sports event.
Yeah. It doesn't do that stuff, but like for their own network, they like are doing good ratings. But yeah, those crossovers, they're pretty awesome.
Nice.
The only thing I wish Supergirl, like she was in the stuff, but like I wish other characters could interact with like their universe, or she wasn't like very integral to the plot, like, because it was more based on them, but it was still very entertaining, and I love what they're doing over there. They're doing some great stuff. That's pretty cool. And then Westworld season one ended, so you gotta get on the show.
Yeah,
it's very awesome.
I think I'm gonna watch it in 2017.
Oh, go ahead. I mean, you got 2 years till the next season, so.
I think I'm going to watch it back to back with the next season. But I feel like I know a lot of stuff. Like, I know general things, like robots, cowboys.
Yeah. You don't know, like, characters.
Anthony Hopkins.
Things. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins is great in this.
Something about women.
He's really awesome. Being important. But, like, this, it's really entertaining. And they just, like, the last, like, 3-4 episodes, they really, like, notch it up to, like, oh, now I get what's going on. Like, it's one of those shows where it's, like, a mystery.
Yeah, but I heard like a lot of the theories came out to turned out to be true.
I didn't read any of the theories, so I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Interesting.
But yeah, that's kind of disappointing if you read a theory and
it turned out to be true.
Yeah, mine I didn't think, and I didn't read theories, so I didn't.
Did you? Have
I didn't
any
think
theories?
I didn't have any theories of my own. I just was like, I don't know what's going on. I was kind of lost the whole time. But I was like, that's good. So, but I didn't, all the reveals, I didn't know what was happening. And there's still a lot there in the show. So I'm glad HBO's got another thing that's good. So when Game of Thrones ends, we'll have this show. I mean, it's not anywhere near what Game of Thrones is, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw an article someone posted that was like, is Westworld better than Game of Thrones? And people are like, no.
Yeah, well,
what a dumb question to ask.
That's a dumb article because nothing is Game of Thrones. There's, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a... Yeah, I wonder, like, what the... Like, I know it's got pretty good ratings, but yeah, Game of Thrones is just on another level right now.
Because I think the overlap is, like, Westworld barely overlaps. Like, I know a lot of people who watch Game of Thrones,
mm-hmm.
and, like, a lot of those people watch Westworld.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone who watches Westworld exclusively.
And not Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And not Game of Thrones. And I know a lot of people who watch Game of Thrones who don't watch Westworld.
Yeah. I think I heard early on, like, Westworld's like Game of Thrones. I was like, it's not like Game of Thrones at all. I don't know what anybody was saying about that early on.
Well, we're going to find out that Game of Thrones is all a robotic theme park.
We already know that.
Game of Thrones?
Oh, Game of Thrones. Oh, shoot. We already know that. You don't know that?
Like, you know when you see all those gears and everything in the beginning of the intro? Like, that's the symbolic.
Yeah, they're symbolism. Like setting it up.
It's
I get
a robot,
it.
It's a robotic world.
Yeah. Like, Westeros is like Westworld. It's yeah. another.
Yeah, Westeros. Westworld.
That's,
duh.
That's George R. R. Martin's plan. Yeah. He's like, and it's revealed, and then they're able to freeze everybody, and the technicians go
and
in. And
that's
be
what
like,
we
they're
found
going
out.
Off.
At the Citadel,
mm-hmm.
those are the ones who know. That's where Anthony Hopkins' character lives.
Yeah.
Lives in the Citadel, I assume, of the Westworld.
Exactly.
Samwise, or Sam, what's his name?
Just Sam, Tarly. Samwell. Samwell Tarly. Tarly?
Yeah.
Tarly. Yeah.
He's.
It's been too long since Game of Thrones has been
he's
on.
He's the
really
Anthony
has.
Hopkins character. We're actually going to find out that Westworld is the future of Game of Thrones.
Ah, yeah.
Samwell grows old, becomes Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
And then Westworld exists.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Oh, also, rest in peace to Maester Aemon, the actor
yeah.
who died today.
Mm-hmm.
One less Targaryen in the world.
Yep. That was sad.
That is sad. It's like 90-something, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Lived a full life.
Gonna happen. At some point.
Yeah. Just 2016 can not take
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Ugh, this year. It's almost over, right? Jeez.
How many more days?
Let's see, 24 days?
Yeah.
There we go. It's close. It's close.
Yeah. 3 weeks. Right?
Plus 3 days.
Plus 3 days. Yep. Bob's Burgers. I finally finished season 6.
Nice.
So what happened is I watched season 5, then season 7, because on Netflix it went up to season 5, and I assumed that was like everything up to the current season.
Mm-hmm.
And on Hulu they had the current season, which is season 7. And then I was like, oh no, where am I going to watch season 6? And then I bought it on iTunes.
That's what I kind of find annoying about Hulu. Some stuff they don't, like, it doesn't go back. Like, they may do the current season, but they don't keep an archive. Like,
and I had to watch it with commercials, because even though I pay for no commercials on the most recent episode of season 7.
Oh,
because
it's the most recent
episode. Because it's the most recent episode. Mm-hmm. It's kind of and they alert you. They're like, there's going to be a commercial at the beginning and end of this episode.
That's lame. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. So, it's great. Watch it if you haven't watched it.
I've seen a few episodes. It's a really good show.
I love it. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
It's a laugh. Not a laugh riot. But there's a lot of things that make me laugh, not sure.
Yeah, it's really good.
And it's really smart. Like, it's a lot of smart
humor. Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, one of the episodes in season 6 is called Pro Tiki, Con Tiki. And for those of you who don't know, Con Tiki was the name of a boat that people used to go from Iceland to South America or something.
Oh.
They, like, built it by hand.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So it's like stuff like that. Like, a lot of the episode names. Last Gingerbread House on the Left was the most recent episode.
Yeah.
Last House on the Left. Stuff like that. I appreciate
it. Fun stuff, yeah.
And then you, like, read all the burger names, and that's pretty funny. So, yep, that's Bob's Burgers. And you still have time to go to Unit 120 in Chinatown in LA and go to that pop-up with the art show.
When's it closed? Or when are they? Well, end it?
10th?
10th.
The 10th. Or the 11th? I don't know. Just look it up before you go. or else you might be
if you like show you know up what? It's like no
you won't be disappointed because if you are just go to Chago and get the or you go to Bauhaus or Howlin' Rays or there's ramen upstairs ramen champ or Scoops there's like a bunch of things there and you mm-hmm. might see me there and that's a highlight in itself. You ever wonder
like whoa I ran into you
yeah
like when you do it to beat random people who have podcasts
yeah well actually that has happened a few
I know times. That's what I'm saying
yeah. I was like, oddly enough, every time I go to LA now, it seems like, well, not every time, but a lot of the times when I go to LA, I see someone who has a podcast. Well, I guess it doesn't help if I go to LA to see someone who has a podcast.
What a coincidence. I came here to see you and you have a podcast.
And you have a podcast and I'm actually going to see you talk and record that podcast live because you do that. Do you think anyone could be bothered to do that, show up here and watch us record? If we did this on stage?
Probably
our beginning
not. Probably
bit would
not.
Probably be interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be stuff like that.
It'd be fun. Yeah.
It'd be fun for us.
But I know. I'm not saying for them. Of course it wouldn't be fun for them. Like, what is this? What's going on?
They just don't know things and they just ask each other questions and be like, what do you think it's like? Like, how many times do you think a Secret Service agent kills themselves? It's just dark and stupid.
Yeah. We just talk about random things and we don't have any data or anything to back it up.
We need to find like a savant.
Yeah, that's
like a Rain Man.
He just knows stuff.
He just knows stuff.
Yeah.
More than me.
Yeah. And you usually know a lot of random stuff.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't know how many Secret Service agents kill themselves.
I thought you would know that fact, though.
Don't bug me.
I just feel like that's
Secret Service.
Even when you look it up, it'll be a hard thing to find. Or maybe it'll be very easy.
Oh, Secret Service agent who hit a fair.
People also ask, who did Hillary Clinton kill? That was one of the other questions. Yep. That's the internet.
Yeah, fake news. Top Secret Service agent 47, an apparent suicide. Ooh, what? One of President Obama's... Oh, that's the affair one. Yeah, that's the guy who had an affair. Service agent on Obama detail commits suicide after probe into long-term affair with a Mexican. What is the next word? Fox News, why did you do this to me?
Stayed on the website, now it's not open.
Yeah, what did I do? Oh no, my internet broke.
No!
The government's they don't, me, want, us they don't want us to know this.
Why did you search this?
This is so weird. Yeah, this is weird, man. I have all these results I can't click.
Pretty weird.
Nope,
not working.
Okay.
Anyways. So they did kill themselves.
Yeah.
That's what it does happen.
Does happen. I mean, only one person. Rafael Prieto.
But that's somebody. I think unrelated to the fact that he's guarding the president.
I think it was because he was being investigated for an affair. And he's like, oh, God.
He's like, no.
I'm just going to do what my wife is going to do to me later. So he kills himself.
Yeah.
Drunk history.
Yes. Lin-Manuel Miranda. He did the
talked
whole
about
episode.
Hamilton.
Yes. Because usually they have like two or three different stories.
Yeah.
They're like, nope. Doing the whole thing.
My favorite was when awesome. His friend Chris Jackson, I think it was Chris Jackson or Chris Johnson called. And he's like,
I thought it was, well, wait, Questlove,
he does Questlove
called
as well.
Too.
Yeah. He's like, if I have a job, you have a job. And I was like, how sweet.
That was awesome.
I was like, that's a good friendship.
I was like, that was such an awesome drunk history.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
Aubrey Plaza as Aaron Burr, mm-hmm. Aaliyah Shawkat as Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Grohl was in there. Tony Hale as James Monroe, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Good episode, man.
Yeah.
I don't normally watch Drunk History,
me
but
either.
That one, I recorded it on my DVR, and then I was like, wait, the internet exists, and then I watched it on ComedyCentral.com at, like, on East Coast time.
Yeah.
Because you can do that.
That's what I think they need to do more of, is because they always get, like, really famous people to do the acting of the scenes, but they never get that much famous people to do the drunk part.
Yeah, but the thing is, Lin-Manuel Miranda is like an expert on Hamilton because he did all this research.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have to find a famous person who's like an expert on
something. No, the people they get to do drunk history aren't experts.
Oh, okay.
They're just random. I think the guy's friends are random people.
Who know stories, though.
But I think they either know the story or they researched it or something. I don't think they're just like that knowledgeable about it. I think it's just random.
Well, I mean, like,
people.
Yeah, they have to have done the research on
yeah.
it. Like, how many of our friends do you think could get drunk and then tell us something interesting about any person of note?
No, I don't think that's what happens. They say, okay, you're doing this story, research this.
I don't think so. That's not what I read.
Really?
I read where it's like these people know these stories and then they get drunk and tell them.
Huh.
Where it's like, hey, did you hear that story about like Elvis?
Yeah.
And then it's like, they're like, oh yeah, Dhruv knows believe. Like the story about Elvis. Like, ask Dhruv the Elvis story. Like, that's the thing they're known for.
I feel like that's not. If the show's been going on that long, I think they run to a point where they're like, okay, you do this.
How does drunk history work?
Yeah.
Oh, Derek Waters on how drunk history is made.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
It looks like there's a lot of alcohol questions, but that's not.
Okay, so the original claim of the show was that I would go to a town and learn history from the locals. It is very hard to tell a story, and comedians know how to tell a beginning, middle, and end of a story. That's really the biggest thing. Likeability, not having an alcohol problem. I don't endorse that all whatsoever, and someone that makes me smile. Yeah, I think the person knows about the history, too. It's a comedian, knows the story.
I just find it hard to believe. That they're able to find these comedians. They all have an individual story.
Oh, wait, okay,
story.
There we go. This next article is how they really make it.
Yeah, I think... That was the original, what originally happened, but I don't think that's how the show worked. Because you wouldn't be able to do the show if they didn't have like the outline of what they're doing.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Because like, I think when it was originally like a YouTube series, I think they would just know the story and do it.
Okay, so I send them 3 or 4 stories we've selected for the season and
yeah,
let them choose.
See?
They've got to love the story for it to be enjoyable for the audience to watch.
Yeah, so they like try to memorize what they're doing and it's
yeah,
funny
and they,
parts.
He makes
they
them say it over and over again and then they get drunk and he makes them say it again.
Yeah. So,
that's
it's
sad.
Pretty lame.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because otherwise you would just get normal people doing it. They want to get comedians.
Yeah, like I want Neil deGrasse Tyson to get drunk and then tell me how the world works.
Yeah, that's why the Lin-Manuel Miranda one was so good, because he just, I'm assuming
he
that
knows all that
they
stuff.
Didn't do that for him.
Yeah, because he's like, he knows all this stuff.
He just did, yeah, he just did the story, which that's the best version.
Have you listened to the musical?
No.
Will you?
Yes.
For me.
Oh, I'll listen to it, yeah.
By Friday.
By Friday? Maybe.
It's like 2 hours long.
That's a long time. Jeez.
But it's a story.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a rap.
I listened to some of it in your car one
yeah,
time.
That one time.
Yeah. I assumed I would have played it all by now, but no.
No, because now I only listen to like certain songs that I have like I really like, and I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, play that song. Yeah.
So I need to listen to it, but I feel like maybe I'll see it one day live. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, maybe. Can't be sold out forever, right?
Yeah. That's not what I heard. I saw that tickets for San Francisco go up and people went crazy. Like, it was crazier than Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends stayed online for like 4 hours trying to get tickets.
Shit. Did they end up getting them?
Yeah.
That's good.
For like a Sunday at noon.
Weird. Weird time.
Yeah. So yeah, Drunk History was great.
Yes. Definitely check that one out. Go watch.
Let's do our discussion this week.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite prequel movie?
Yes.
What is your favorite prequel movie?
I had a few, but I'm gonna go with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
Which I really like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, yeah, that's just like cool. It's like a reboot, but it's also a prequel because it had Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
That's
like
the thing that they do a lot.
Yeah, I like those
reboot prequels.
Yeah,
but yeah, like you're saying, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes works the most because the original movie takes place in the future.
Exactly. So it's like a perfect.
They can get away with it.
To do it. So that's what I was going with. I love that movie.
I honestly couldn't think of many more.
Yeah, I kind of looked some up because I was like, "What's a like
Prometheus?" That counts now, right? Because like it didn't count, and then it did count,
yeah,
and then
it
didn't count,
technically it's.
It did again.
Yeah, but like Indiana Jones, the second one, Temple of Doom's technically a prequel.
Really?
Yeah, it technically takes place before Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I don't think people believe that.
They don't, but like, look it up.
Are you sure it's not just that one scene? Oh, that was in Last Crusade, right? That one scene where he gets the scar?
I don't know. It's a scar. He gets a scar at some point?
Yeah, like there's a scene where it's like him as a kid and he's a Boy Scout. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Last Crusade.
He like tries to whip and the whip.
No, like Temple of Doom, I don't know who's, like it does, I don't think it says anywhere in the movie that it's a prequel, but I think like they said it was a prequel.
What? No, Temple of Doom is actually a prequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark and is set in 1935, while Raiders is set in 1936. Therefore, during the course of the film, Indy has not yet discovered the Ark of the Covenant.
There you go. See? It's a prequel.
Huh. Interesting.
But I don't think it's like a widely like when they were that movie was coming out, I don't think they're like the prequel to Indiana Jones or anything like that.
Did you hear about did we talk about that? Carrie Fisher? Like, yeah. Wrote in her book?
Yeah, we talked about
okay.
Harrison Ford. I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'd be surprised if we didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't think of a favorite prequel.
Other prequels I was looking. Oh, X-Men First Class.
Oh, that was a great one.
That's a good prequel. I forgot about that one. Right, yeah. There. But yeah, I was having trouble coming
Batman
up.
Batman Begins, does that count?
That's not a prequel. It has to be something that came like. Takes place before, but was made after. So that's the definition.
Oh, Lion King 1.5.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Oh, The Godfather 2. I forgot about that one.
Oh, yeah, Godfather 2.
Because it, well, half the movie is a prequel.
Yeah, so that's...
Oh, I didn't know The Good and Bad and the Ugly was a prequel.
It was actually, like, a lot of things are prequels, but they're, like, compared to sequels, it's, like, way more sequels than there are.
Freddy vs. Jason apparently is a prequel to Jason X.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know the Brave Little Toaster to the Rescue takes place before the Brave Little Toaster goes to Mars.
That's in sequential. What?
No, that isn't. Brave Little Toaster to the Rescue came out after.
What's to the Rescue?
That's like, I always thought that was the first one.
They made a third one?
No, that was the second one.
What's the first one?
Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars.
That's not the first one.
Oh, no. Yeah, so there's the Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah.
Then there's the Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars.
Yeah.
Then
I had
no
idea there was a
third
one.
To the Rescue.
I had no idea there was a third one.
Me neither.
What the heck happens in that one?
Oh, the Scorpion King? I forgot about that, too.
Oh, yeah, Scorpion.
Oh, Final Destination 5. The Final Destination.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Monsters University.
Jeez, oh, yeah. So I forgot Monsters movies. University.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, technically.
All of them are before 3.
Yeah.
4 and 5 and 6 and 7 are prequels to 3.
And Annabelle. I forgot that was before The Conjuring. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Captain America the First Avenger apparently is a prequel to Iron Man, Iron Hulk, or The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, and Thor.
I guess that's technically true. That's bullshit. I don't think that's true because they're their own series of movies. They're all in the MCU.
Yeah.
But they're all...
Paranormal Activity 2 and 3. Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah.
That's what inspired this whole topic.
Yes. And, well, actually it was Rogue One.
Oh, yeah.
But. It's the December's the holiday season is the prequel. Couple months of prequels. But yeah, there aren't really like a million like go-to named prequels.
No.
That you can just think of off the top of your head. But hopefully Rogue One will become that one that we're just like, boom. That's an awesome prequel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
It just washes us of all the trash just that came out.
Yes.
For discussion next week, I want to see like your favorite, like a director you want to direct a superhero movie and what superhero.
Ooh.
So like, do you want to give Ben Affleck a chance to direct a Daredevil movie and right his wrongs?
I'll see what he does with Batman, and then I'll go from there.
Well, that's a big cape to fill.
Yeah.
It's a big suit to fill.
I'm becoming more and more pessimistic.
Big cowl to fill.
I'm very optimistic about that, but all the weird behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah. I'm going to trust all those rumblings. I'm going to trust the rumblings.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If I trust the rumblings, and then it's better than I think, I'll be
you win.
I'll be a lot happier than if I don't trust the rumblings. And it's terrible, like most of these DC stuff turning out to be.
Yeah. That's it. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies and Now. Trailer talk. Those three things. Tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.